Please be advised. If you like tennis, then this podcast bounces back and forth between topics so much that you'll think you are at the US Open. Listener discretion is advised.
Am I pissing you off, Fafa? Jeff, Fafa? You know, the weird part is I am actually pissing him off. You want to kill me?
No, I don't. Yes, you do. No, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. Assert your feelings, Chef Fafa.
Hey, everyone. It's Sheila. I usually work on Momo's other podcast, but he's asked me to introduce today's episode, in case you are mad at him for taking so long before a new episode was posted. You see, Momo suffered a pretty big boo-boo a few months ago, and so this episode just sat there for months. He's much better now, and finally got around to editing and posting it. So if you notice that the content seems to have taken place a while back, just pretend you're in a time warp and enjoy the show. Ready? Then let's get started.
I'm gonna.
My teeth hurt so much.
I'm somewhat.
And we're back.
And I'm somewhat speechless. I actually got my complete 3 seconds. But the moment the 3 seconds were up, what I got was my teeth hurt.
And fits of laughter.
So welcome back to Nothing, Nowhere, in No Particular Time.
Hi,
I'm here with our usual coffee clutch, Maria, Noodle, and MJ.
What the hell is a clutch?
Is it a clutch?
Look, you know what? I get it. English is a second language, but look it up.
Okay. All right.
Okay, look it up, man.
Did you just do that?
Nobody needed that.
You know?
It's just so intolerant.
It's no, I'm not. I'm just tired. I'm just tired. Her tooth hurts and I'm tired. No surprise for everybody. This is how we usually do it. And I've given up trying to do anything different. So let's get right into it.
Old business?
Let's go right to the old business.
Okay.
Did we need to introduce ourselves? I think we're good.
Do they know who we are?
If they don't know by now, they don't need to know.
Oh my God.
They don't need to know.
They don't need to know.
That's need right. to know basis and you don't need
I
to know.
I received the other day an email at work.
Yeah.
And it literally said.
Okay, Yoda.
This is the second slide.
An email I received.
At work.
At work.
On the day last.
At work, I received. Email I did. So that was that your old business? I don't know what that had to do with old business.
That was just
okay. So who has old business?
What was discussed on the last episode? What was that about?
It feels like
so one. So I was actually we're a couple of episodes behind, but by the time you get to this episode, we have caught up.
Was it the zombie one?
Well, there's actually one more before
that.
Yeah,
the zombie one that we somehow made into a political discussion.
Yeah, I know. That's, yeah.
Cheers for us.
Me and Momo can argue about anything.
No, there was one previous. So one outstanding item was you were waiting for someone to convince me to watch a remake of a fairy tale.
Oh, Mirror.
Let's say... Who can get Momo to watch a remake of a fairy tale?
Yeah, and that person will be a Frank, right?
Right, it'll be a Frank. So nothing there.
Nothing yet.
So nothing
but
there.
But we didn't publicize it. It was just in our internal circle because that episode wasn't published yet.
But it's been published.
Has it been?
And it's been published for weeks.
Oh, what? Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to suggest we transfer that over.
Old business.
Yeah, it's still open. Yeah,
2 weeks.
It's still open.
I'm going to suggest we put it over one more week. If nobody can make you watch it, then I've
lost. So was there a suggestion?
No. Oh. That's my point. Because they know better.
Right? Come on, just watch it.
I don't know. It's a fun movie.
So the only reason I would watch it like is Shrek. Because you asked me to watch it with you.
It's Julia Roberts being really campy.
Let's watch it together.
Like, she's normally not
really
that
talk
like
about Snow
campy
White anymore.
And weird.
I think
I'll watch it with Noodle. It's been such a long time.
I don't want
to. You brought it up.
I'm just going through old business like a person who leads a meeting should, making sure that all agenda items are covered.
Yeah, and now
so
you're
by
like,
all accounts. Noodle asked you to watch it with her.
No, now she just did.
No, she asked you at the time too.
She did not. I have the recording.
No, she did on the time.
Listen to this.
And if the top comment is that he has to watch Mirror, he has to watch it.
All right. I don't think it's going to happen.
Do we
have a Frank of the Week? Because we should move on.
At this point, if Noodle looked at you and said, can you please watch Mirror Mirror with me? What would you do?
Yeah, of course I was going to watch Mirror Mirror with her.
Oh.
Of course. last week, of course, right? So.
This
over
is a
you.
Win. This is a win.
This yeah. is a win.
Okay. Well, I'm going to wait till Noodle asks me before we just jump the gun and go watch
well,
it.
Well, this is going to be the old business next week. So you have to lock in.
Okay, we'll lock in. But. Exactly. She did not ask me.
I feel like she did.
All I said was, I guess I'm going to wait for Noodle to ask me, though.
You didn't ask him.
And she did not ask me.
Okay. Come on,
so
Noodle.
Did you ask him now?
I did.
Yeah, now she's asking.
Are
asked
we on record?
Yeah,
I'll
we're
watch,
on record.
I'll
she's asking.
I'm even going to write it down if
okay.
you watch Mirror Mirror.
Sorry, Momo.
Yeah.
Poor Momo.
And this
That's
moment's true. Brought to you by Dr. Pepper Zero, the only thing that gets me through these podcasts.
Not sponsored.
It's not the conversation in the scintillating company?
None whatsoever.
Not at all.
Not at all.
He's like, actually, that's the thing I need to get through.
I think I need to discuss that a little bit deeper.
I next
think we're
podcast.
Good. Next.
Okay. So, the last old business.
Oh, okay. I'm wrong.
And this just in, newsflash.
How can it be just in and old business?
Because it was a topic that was from old business that there's new updates on.
Okay.
Oh.
Right?
What
new
is
update?
It?
Sicilian Slice.
Oh,
let's hear it.
Okay, let's go.
So we have a place that apparently has been wrecked. Thank you, Dominic, for recommending this place.
Dominic.
Yeah, Dominic.
Is that our Frank? Or who is that?
It's just Dominic.
We're going to find out by next week if that's Frank of the Week, the Dominic.
Yeah, exactly. So there is a place
Dominic?
That he advised me of. It's called, oh my God, Prince Street Pizza.
It's called, oh my God.
It's called. Yeah. That's it. I'm gonna open a birdie num nums.
If he like has a heart attack halfway through saying it.
So it's called. I forgot it again. It's not a melodious name. It's not a melodious name that I can say over and over again.
It's definitely got to be more melodious than. Oh my God.
Oh my God. That's our new way of phrase of the week. Peter.
Okay.
Street pizza.
Okay.
Okay. So what I found out though was there is only one location in Toronto, and it's that smack dead center downtown Toronto
at
Front and John. Not that I'm promoting it yet, but when I looked at the website, they have a place in they have one place in pretty much every major city.
Oh wow!
Okay.
In the United States, not
like
here.
Like New York.
They have New York, Malibu, right. Vegas,
okay.
Los Angeles. So
is Malibu major?
Yeah, Malibu, especially for pizza.
Okay.
Right? That's the 1%, right?
Oh, okay.
That's where the 1% live, right?
I thought it was
LA. I guess.
Get it? So if it can survive in the 1%, then that's generally quality.
California.
Sure. So having said that, I went to the website.
Yeah.
The section is actually called Sicilian.
I'm calling it audible.
Mom stumped.
Yeah. It's actually called Prince Street.
Oh my
pizza?
God.
What'd you say?
I said Peter Street.
You said Prince first though.
Did I?
Yeah.
Okay.
Before I started making fun of you.
Okay,
and then
that's
you forgot.
Yeah, I got dislodged.
Yeah. It's Prince Street Pizza.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
So it's Prince Street Pizza.
Uh-huh.
And they actually have a section called Sicilian Pizza.
Okay, cool.
So they're not making a claim to be anything else but Sicilian. I looked at them. They do look Sicilian. They have that nice tough crust on the side,
what does
big
it mean
and
to
fluffy.
Look Sicilian?
There you go.
That looks
Sicilian.
That looks so good.
Yeah, it
dear
does.
Listener, you have no clue.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
like thick. The pepperoni
well,
is somehow
clearly have
a
clue because they directed me to it, right?
Oh my God.
So
Thank
that's
you.
Dominic who suggested this?
Right, Dominic.
Hell
right?
yeah, Dominic.
Frank.
So was that?
Thank you.
Yeah,
hopefully
exactly.
Frank.
Well, we don't know yet.
We don't know
it
yet.
It could actually
that's
be crap,
said,
and I have to slap
well,
Dominic
what
across the
said.
Head.
She said, hopefully.
Right.
Yeah.
So ultimately, it may become, if this turns out to be a true delicious Sicilian slice, we may have to replace Frank of the Week with Dominic of the Week.
Listen, ladies, listen. Our quest
listen,
for the perfect.
Listen, Linda.
Listen, our quest for the perfect Sicilian slice is next going to lead us to Prince Street.
Correct.
Prince Street Pizza?
Yes.
All right. And we'll let you know.
Right.
Because that looks too
That's
good
all.
To be true.
So if you want to, last time we ordered Fourth Man of the Fire.
It was good.
Off the podcast. No,
too
no,
much
no.
Basil.
Let's, no,
I don't
easy
think
on
it was
basil.
Easy
well,
on
the
basil.
Heavy
By
on
the
basil.
Way, thanks thanks to Joanne for emailing me to tell me that I misspelled something, the word easy. In the
like
car.
Didn't I text you that?
No, you didn't text
okay,
me that. I got an email.
Hilarious.
And she said, by the way, love your podcast. Thanks, Joanne. Appreciate that.
Joanne, you're my hero.
Yeah, you know, but you misspelled easy and
easy.
Then gave me a link to a spell checker.
You're kidding.
Really?
I love that. That is the most Joanne thing that I've ever heard in my
life.
That's
a Joanne.
We try so hard, as you can see, to go ahead and correct
the passive aggressive.
You've been successful.
The passive aggressive direction to the spell checker is hilarious.
Joanne would be Maria.
All right, so stay tuned. We'll see what happens with Prince Street Pizza. It literally says Sicilian. Pictures look delish.
Holy crap, that pepperoni.
And we're back.
Each of those like pepperoni slices is like a giant like bowl.
Yeah.
Like the edges are curled up.
Yep.
It's like there's like a pool of grease inside of it.
Oh, yep.
That's going to be just like
so
terrible
we'll let you
for
know.
My
we'll let you know. So, and I think that brings us to the end of the old business.
Is that it? That's all business? Is it?
We have more than that.
We don't have any other old business.
We don't have any other
business. Well, the other one was we put a challenge, another challenge out there that
the
says.
Pickup, right?
Yeah, pickup
line. Yeah.
Right? Nothing came. Nothing's come in for the pickup line.
Oh,
pickup
I went out on Friday.
It's now time for Maria's night out. Listen in while she regales us with her socialite events and outings to determine if she received a pickup line or not.
This segment is not recommended for men who are currently dating, planning to date, trying to muster up the courage to ask someone out, or gets easily discouraged. You probably want to skip right past this section.
And
I was standing in, I'm pretty tall and I'm in heels and I was like craning my neck all the way up to look at him and talk to him. And I wasn't interested, but this confirmed.
You still craned your neck to look at him.
Well, because he was talking to me. Otherwise I would be like talking to his chest and that's not like.
I think it's less appropriate.
Less appropriate in all circumstances. But I was not interested and I was confirmed in this when he came up to me. He's like, what's your name? Okay, immediately, you suck. Terrible pickup line.
How tall is he?
Like he was like 6 foot five.
What do you mean, what's your name?
Well, he asked me what's my name. I was just,
what's wrong with that question?
Well, on the topic of pickup lines, it's not a very original
It's not a pickup line, it's a question.
It's not. But
and
he
then
was
the question is how he continued.
He was really insistent on like talking to me and being in my area. And I was like just being mean to him. I was just bullying him. I was just making fun of his height. I was saying he was an old man. He like wanted to buy me a drink. I was like, oh, I wouldn't want to do that to your pension. Like he's like, because he was telling me
this
he just I was like, how old are you? He's like, well, I just graduated. I'm like, how old are you? He's like, I'm 21. I'm not that much younger than that. Like we're pretty much the same age. I was just being mean. But and then I realized I'm just like. Every response he gave to everything I said, he was just like, wow, was that really necessary?
Because I think I'm going to cry.
Like, I was like, you're not as funny as I am. Lock in, man. Like, come on. But yeah, not an interesting pickup line.
Well, you did have a better pickup line. You were sitting on the steps on your lunch break.
Oh, I was sitting on the steps on my lunch break? It wasn't a pickup line.
No, really?
No.
Let's defer it over to the authority.
He was a construction worker. I was crocheting, and he came up to me as I'm sitting on like the bench outside the building where I work, and he's like, "Excuse me, like I just wanted to say, like, are you crocheting? Like, who taught you that? I just wanted to say, like, it's so interesting to see a younger person doing that these days. It reminds me of grandma. Don't take that the wrong way." Internally, I was like, "Ouch." Externally, I was like, "Thanks." And then he like pulls out a bag. He's like, "Oh, I wanted to show you this." I'm like, "Uh-oh." He's like, we just fished these out of Lake Ontario. He's like wearing a construction worker's uniform. And it's like all these like old bottles, like little like glass bottles. Like
that is so cool.
Yeah. Some of them were actually kind of interesting and like older. And he's like, yeah, I just wanted to show you these. I was like, oh, that's so interesting. And then he was like, all right, Bella, have a good day. Have a nice one. That was it.
May I refer it over to our authority on pickup lines?
Not a pickup line.
I would start off by saying in Maria's mind, what constitutes as a construction worker's outfit?
Hard hat, vest.
Literally, in a construction worker's outfit?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, literally hard hat, orange vest, stripes.
And
I'm in an area where there's a lot of construction going on.
Right, okay.
So he, like, came up to me from the direction of where all the construction workers are because they're doing construction.
Age?
Oh, man, I couldn't tell you, but, like, older.
Getting ready for pension?
No. Not that old, but not
30s?
Like 20s, 30s.
Old, but young.
I would say like 40s, 45, 50. I have no clue. I genuinely have no clue.
I don't know.
Bruh.
I think it was just like I think it was a nicer.
The jury's going to be out on this one because chatting you up, yes. But then because...
He walked away. He didn't ask me anything.
Exactly.
Right.
That's one. Second of all, he showed you his bag, right?
What? I don't get what that means. He's like, ooh, look, trinkets. I'm like, ooh. Like,
yeah, so there's so here's the thing is, a man who doesn't know you,
right,
talking to you,
right,
and shares a sentimentality with you.
Sentimentality. I don't know if it's a sentimentality.
For him it is.
Maybe.
Right? For him it is. He's dragged stuff out of Lake Ontario and walking around with it. Right?
Okay, fair.
He might as well be Linus with a blanket.
All right. Right? Okay. All right.
He honestly was because you sparked some sentimentality with the crocheting with his grandmother. He carries a bag with little bottles in it. I'm sorry, I'm laughing at something because it's an interesting hobby. I just never saw myself dragging.
It was just a random interaction, man.
Like, yeah, it was. I wouldn't say it. Because, and at the same time, he says he didn't pursue the conversation. He did most of the talking.
Yeah.
He gave her a compliment, showed him his stuff, and he walked away. And that sounds terrible, but he literally showed her some stuff.
He showed me some stuff and he left.
Walked away.
I thought it was fine.
No, as opposed to an Albanian plumber who follows you around Home Depot.
All right.
Right.
The Albanian plumber story is actually pretty bad because it was my mother, MJ, in a store with my grandfather, her father. And when I heard the story, I was like, what? It's an interaction. And my mom's like, yeah
it's an interaction. It was really nice. She was offering guy.
The second we get Momo on the phone, he's like, you idiot. Voice. You...
Come on now, dog. Come on, man.
Idiots. Like, why would you think that he wasn't flirting?
Yeah.
And like, I feel like I'm always on the wrong side of history with this one.
Like this
which is
this...
why I'm glad Momo agrees with me on the construction one.
Yeah, I know.
I think that one was just a nice
interaction.
That's
because that's a different circumstance. Albanian plumber, totally different. And then when Noodle heard it.
Oh, this actually surprised me.
She was right
she knew
before
it,
the
right
story
away?
Even finished. It goes, yeah. I was hitting on you.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, no, Noodle was on your side about it. Moving on.
I think we covered old business and user feedback, honestly.
No comments?
Yeah. Shout out Joanne.
Yeah, Joanne.
Dominic.
Yeah, Dominic.
No comments other than that?
No other feedback?
No, they did. They did enjoy the little commercials I did the last time.
Oh, like the travel agency?
The travel agent, that's the updated news. You know, it's just like it goes, they thought it was a great ad. Just don't go overboard with it, they would say.
Isn't that what I said?
Isn't that what she said? That's
I'm
what
just
you
literally
said.
The voice of the people.
No, you said.
Nope.
No, it's not what you said.
His and this, favorite word.
And this
no.
is what Maria said.
No.
What?
No.
Today.
What?
Today's going to be the day where it's all we're going to come to.
Reclips
all of you.
What are we going to do for the episode
you know
number
what?
13?
This isn't fair that he like has access to all the clips and he can catch us
wrong.
Out.
Listen, don't. Hold on a second. Just be careful what you wish for because then you may end up doing all the
I'm
work that he's doing.
You
so let's
a
not
laptop with the software
careful.
To
be
go in
careful.
That in yourself.
You know what? I'm good, actually.
Okay, so that was the only feedback. So the new addition to the program, people seem to be enjoying. So we just got to be careful to use it selectively.
Nicely.
And so, again, old business, user feedback. And now it's time to talk about topic of the week.
From around the world and back again, it's the nothing, nowhere, and no particular time topic of the week. If there is something completely useless to talk about, it's news to us.
Do we have a topic of the week?
So, yeah, we were in the jungles of North York.
Oh, Jesus.
Wait, pardon me? I'm confused. Did you find the Albanian plumber?
Momo's getting ready. Momo's getting
After
ready for the talk.
After all these years of searching?
No, it has nothing to do with the Albanian plumber. The topic of the week. And all I wanted to say in addition to that is I wanted to do a Wheel of Fortune kind of clip. Is ask ChatGPT for a funny topic.
Mm-hmm.
That can be discussed in 5 minutes. And the first topic that comes up, we got to talk about it.
What is it?
Do you want me to look it up?
Let's do it.
Oh, for next time.
Like, literally, I can put the Wheel of Fortune sound in. No, today.
Oh, okay. Right? So do it.
Should I do it now?
Don't we want to talk about our topic?
What's our topic?
The Argonauts.
Oh, go for it.
None of us have any clue what's going on.
Okay. So... You know,
this is what happens when you let women in charge.
Sorry. You know, my padre knows to get any chance.
Okay.
Okay, rap god.
So I don't know how we would frame the topic, but here's the scenario. Is if you are used to a certain person and interacting with that person on a regular basis, and for some reason they throw out some request towards you that really hasn't fit the mold that you're used to in dealing
like
with this
person. Yeah, like it
doesn't
seem like them.
That's a little harsh.
It doesn't seem like
something
they would ask you.
Right. It's just like it's something that's completely out of the ordinary. Wouldn't you question it?
Oh, it's my mother, and my mother's asking me for $8 million. I would be like, oh, that's not something my mother would ask me for.
Right. So out of the blue. So here's what led to the example.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah, something along that. Yeah. Along that. But that's pretty drastic. $8 million. I think anybody would question it.
Okay. Right? Well, it's like my boyfriend asking me to help him move something into his apartment. Like he probably wouldn't do that.
Right.
You know?
Or if you've never even bothered, you know, ask for $5 and today they ask for $5, you have to say, okay, yeah, sure, here's the $5, but like, what's going on?
Yeah, like I would help him move it in, but I'd also be like, this is weird for you. Did you like break your back?
No.
What
inspired this is we're having a conversation and then out of nowhere, and I have to say, it's not like we were on a specific topic that led to the request, is out of nowhere was this, I want to go to an Argonaut game.
Are you kidding me right now?
I know. I saw him all looking at tickets, isn't it? And I'm like, what?
You set me up for
your own daughter. Your own daughter is looking.
You set us up. You set us up.
I set you up.
You set us up to go against our mother in that question.
Wow.
You set us up.
You know,
what a sneaky,
what a sneaky.
You know, it's tough enough to get support. So when
he had to like Trojan horse that
I Trojan
that was terrible.
Okay, but we're getting off topic here. So my point is the fact of
what a cheater.
You guys all questioned her looking up Argonaut tickets, going, "What the hell's going on?"
I did.
So there you go. So I think she said.
Why is that surprising? So hang on a second. Do we know that MJ likes football?
Yes.
Correct.
Shout out.
Okay. Well, what's MJ's team?
Green Bay Packers.
There you go.
I don't know. What do you mean you don't know?
Go She's outside a liar. And come back in.
Liar.
Stop the cap.
That was a lie, by the way.
It was of a cheese head
and everything.
Put that
else,
one in the video.
Right? So we know football. Well,
that was a lie, by the way. That's
a bold-faced lie.
She goes, that was actually a lie.
That was actually a lie.
And so I've been to a CFL game.
So it sounds like you're just like
twice
setting yourself up for failure.
No, it was just like I wanted something
it
to
sounds
do.
Sounds like you want to spend
on
money.
A summer night.
She's like, I love football. My football team is the Green Bay Packers of the
and
NFL.
It costs,
you know what we should
it
do?
It would cost me like $7,000 to go watch a game.
Yeah.
In
Green
Bay.
You have to like
Bay.
Get to Wisconsin.
Yeah. And
so
like,
in
instead
2 years,
of asking.
In 1.5 years.
I'm asking to be taken downtown. For $39 a seat ticket. I'm not asking to be
it
taken to Green
Bay. It has nothing to do with the money. It has nothing to do with going
so
out.
So what if I told you I want to go see Green Bay game?
Sure, that makes sense.
He'd be like, listen,
that would make total sense.
Yeah,
or something like,
sure.
Listen, Green Bay is going to be in Buffalo.
Buffalo.
Losing my sound here. Green Bay is going to be in Buffalo on this date. Can we go watch them? That would make complete sense to me.
What a time to be alive.
See?
See, but I wouldn't. That's too much.
It's budget cuts season.
Not in this
budget
economy.
Cuts.
See, if you said something like, listen, I would really have to go see a football game. It's too expensive to see an NFL game. Let's go watch the Argonauts. If you even put it in that context, I would have gotten it. It came out straight. Let's go see the Argonauts.
Yeah. Yeah, see, I agree with
it's
Momo.
Like it's just
and
like,
then I got grief for questioning, like, why
well,
are you
listen,
asking so many questions?
Listen, but here it is. Here's what it is. Is it's like the amount of like loopholes that had to be taken to get to the Argonauts. Like she doesn't want to put you through all that. She just wants to go see a football game, you know?
Yeah, so you can't backpedal now just because you agreed with me at the beginning.
No, I agree with you. It makes no sense. But I think that what was going on there was like she probably saw something about a football game. She's like, oh, I want to go see a football game. Oh, I love the Packers.
I asked those questions. She said no.
Well, she doesn't want to tell you because it's like $7,000 to get there.
No, but the Argonauts, I was watching the Argonauts television. I want to go see Argonauts. Nothing. I just want to go and see an Argonauts game.
See,
No con.
I think I might
So what do you think? What nefarious thing do you think I was doing?
And I said it.
It's just weird.
So, what do you think I was doing? Here it is.
She's going to meet up with the Albanian plumber.
So here's for men listening, I'm going to ask the universal question.
Oh, here we go.
Why is it that because I question something, it's automatically nefarious? That I think you're up to nothing, something nefarious.
Because otherwise you would say, okay.
Well, if I was an unthinking, uncaring.
Wait, so you think he's nefarious because he's like questioning why you want to go to an Argonauts game?
No, but it's like, it's a football game. I enjoy, like, football, and why would you question that? Wouldn't it be, it's as if I said, let's go to the, see, and I would think then you would question more me saying, let's go to the opera, because you know I don't like opera. So going to the opera would be a more of a question, whereas you know how much I have into football.
I'm actually I'm being convinced a little by this argument. Hold, you know, she likes football. Why is that weird?
She literally has never talked about the CFL ever.
Okay, but that's not like a huge distinction to make.
And all I said was,
it's what's available nearby.
In a second. Did we not see, didn't I go a little bit nuts when I saw the Grey Cup?
Sure. At the keg?
Okay.
Sure.
Oh yeah, you guys have a picture with the Grey.
That's
you do.
Even people who don't give a beep about football would be impressed by looking at the Grey Cup.
I would have no reaction. Right. I don't care.
She wouldn't recognize it.
I wouldn't recognize it. Right. I like football. Look. I wouldn't care about the Grey Cup.
So that was a f***ing lie.
Anybody says, hey, I took a picture with the Grey Cup. Really? Oh, wow. It was nice. Do you watch football? No. Right? So
who is that, by the way? What voice is that?
I'm not sure who.
Give her a name, because that was a little.
I'm not doing that.
That was Josie.
Sophia. No.
Sophia.
That was not a Sophia. Respectfully.
So it's not nefarious. I said, okay, but can I ask where that came from? Mm-hmm. That's all I asked.
To go to a game,
but apparently,
oh, wait, if that's all he asked, then what's the conflict?
It's the runaround I got afterward. Why does it matter? I just want to go see an Argo game. The more you question why I was questioning you, the more it raises suspicion.
It seems suspicious. What do you want?
It's like, it's not Maria when he talks to her boyfriend. He says, listen, I got class for it. I can't hang with you. What do you want to break up with me?
All right. Did I ever say I do that?
I have it recorded. My boyfriend, and I burned all his stuff, and I said, what do you want to break out with me? I hate you. And all he wanted to say was, I can't hang out with you on Friday night because I got a class.
Well, I'm like, if I matter to you at all, skip the class.
Skip the class.
No, I'm joking. I'm joking. Education is important.
She would never ask that.
I would never ask that.
So tell me, why was it so unusual for you?
I just went through 20 minutes explaining to you why it was so unusual.
I have no idea. Why was it so unusual?
Oh, my God. Now you're just baiting it.
See? That's not true.
You're baiting
him.
Exactly. Listen, what happened
to me was a logical sequence of events.
Well, but to you, because you're party to your own thought process in that moment.
Woohoo!
He doesn't have any clue what's going on. He's just, you guys are sitting.
This is true.
You guys are sitting.
True story.
All right.
Me personally, I wouldn't take this level of disrespect.
You guys are sitting talking about presumably something else. What he's saying is that it came out of nowhere. You're like, let's go see an Argonauts game. That, I wouldn't be like, why do you want to go see an Argonauts game? I would be like, I would think, okay, I know you like football. He's sitting here making the distinction that you wouldn't make because you don't think that way. He's making the distinction between NFL and CFL.
And my nephew literally plays every weekend, and there's always an excuse not to go to the game. Right?
Okay, well, now this is a little bit of an ad hominem.
I had a little bit of a dig.
Yeah, I'm just saying. It's just like, it's football.
Oh, Lord.
But again, to your point, had you said,
not the freaking
Green Bay is coming to play, is Green Bay is coming to play in Buffalo, that would have made total sense with me. Wouldn't even question it.
All right, sounds good. Then
because,
take me to Green Bay.
Because he's making the distinction that you're not making. Because you don't think that way, he thinks that way.
This has been Maria's couples counseling and spiritual meditation session. Although she was completely unqualified, she successfully made the problem worse. Now keep breathing through your nose and out through your mouth until you pass out. Namaste.
As I said in the previous warning, if you were planning on dating, this episode isn't for you. If you are now depressed, it's your own fault. Stop listening now, and maybe you still have a chance. If not,
May God have mercy on your soul.
Hey there, we're sorry the other topic didn't pan out. So welcome to Nothing, Nowhere, and No Particular Times, Wheel of Fortune Knockoff. Using ChatGPT, all right, good luck all.
So our Wheel of Fortune question is, since we're not a food review show, so let's do it with food. Name three countries and a comfort food of yours from each country.
Ramen from Japan.
Okay, so noodles going
does
first.
It include, like our own country?
It can be any country. If whatever your comfort food is, think of all you. What?
No. Anyway,
you were saying
So the question it would be is, think of your comfort food. Think of three comfort foods that come from three different countries and name them.
Canada, poutine.
Okay.
That is an insane take.
I love poutine.
That is an insane take.
It's a little funky, but I like it.
Wild.
Delicious.
I don't know, beaver tails as well.
All right.
It's been forever since we had a beaver tail.
And I think you need to do three countries.
Three different
countries,
yeah. You said ramen from Japan.
Third was maybe Serbia marble cake. My favorite dessert.
Such an odd list.
Is there something special about a Serbian marble cake?
No, girl, it's just my grandma's marble cake.
There's not much more that you can say about that.
Because I love marble
cake. Soup and poutine.
I love marble. So next time, when I come next time, I'm going to bring you this marble cake. I don't know who the hell makes it or what country it's from, but it's just like, if you like marble, it's just like, it's so dense and so sweet.
I guess people get really passionate about marble cake.
Oh, it's... But it's
you
like
you see the pure look of childhood wonder on his face.
No, but
like this is a
there's only one other cake.
You should like
so I'm with noodle
the
on the
BFG.
Marble. I'm with noodle, but not Serbian book. Marble cake.
Audiobook.
I have to find it because they still make this, but like you find it in like a supermarket, in with all the sweets bin. It's got a piece of cardboard underneath it, and it's wrapped in plastic, and it's like $5.95.
Allegedly. That sounds unappetizing if it's in a cardboard.
It's got a piece of cardboard underneath it, right? But you eat it; it is so dense and moist and tasty.
I don't know.
It's just like I stay away from it because once you're in, you're in. You have the whole loaf.
Okay.
And there's only
I stay away from it, but I'll bring it next week.
The only, I don't know. Well, if you're around, we'll all share.
No, see? Only give it to me.
Okay, that's it. No, that's it. None for you guys.
The other one was Pepperidge Farms.
I guess I'm going next.
No, I'm just talking about your marble cake. Pepperidge Farms is the
still
only...
still on the
No, I'm telling you. And Pepperidge Farms, guys and girls, or sorry, guys and ladies that are of my year, we know exactly what I'm talking about. When your mom went to the grocery store and she bought back those Pepperidge Farm vanilla frozen cakes or the chocolate frozen cakes, McCain didn't even come close to those ones. And then they were bought up by Sara Lee, and I can't find them anywhere.
I guess next week we're going
to
have a marble cake party.
I am at my, like, this is like max capacity of marble cake discussions. You know what I mean? Like,
in all of our lives put together,
I think
we
good.
Have never discussed
I've
marble
never
cake
talked about marble
with so
cake
much passion.
Much.
They don't get it, Noodle.
And so much love.
They don't understand.
No, but I said, listen, I guess people get really passionate about marble cake. It's
marble
not,
cake.
I'm not judging. I'm not here to yuck someone's yum, but like at the end of the day.
What?
Like, that was a lot of marble cake discussion.
It's an actual quote.
Monologue.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I want just listen to me closely. I'm not here to yuck someone's yum.
What's wrong with that?
That's
an actual quote.
That
from
is,
where?
From where?
I don't know,
that's
but it's an actual like thing.
That?
People say that.
Ooh, which
that's,
people?
That's we're giving away T-shirts.
That's something people say. I didn't come up with that.
I'm not kidding you. Now with the 3D printer, I'm able to print on T-shirts. So the Momo Show has a logo. I am going to 3D print the Momo Show, and the tagline will be # I'm not here to yuck your yum.
No, that's you shouldn't put that on.
You
there.
Shouldn't
that's
put that. Sounds like a kid's thing.
No, it's not a kid's thing. That's a thing people say though.
Which people?
It's a thing people say.
Which people?
I can't divulge that information.
Because she'd be ostracized if she gave away the...
It's kind of a thing. It is a thing people say.
Anyway.
Okay. Anyway. Maria, your turn.
Okay.
You put her on the spot, Momo.
I stopped thinking about food the second you guys started talking about the marble cake. Three countries.
Do you want to move it on
comfort
to MJ?
Comfort food that you have.
I literally can't think of a single food I've ever
just
enjoyed.
Just go to MJ. She'll figure it out.
You don't have any comfort food?
You know what I really like?
Right, here we go.
Just a big plate of like bow tie pasta.
Too bad
Alfredo
we don't have
bow tie pasta.
Boy toy, boy, bow tie.
Inauthentic. What? Botox?
Botox? Yeah, I love Botox.
Okay. I couldn't say delicious. The word bow tie. Oh my God.
So.
Boy toy? Like. She said it, not me.
She did say it.
I did say it.
Noodle? Is there something you wish to tell us?
God,
about?
The whole time.
I was looking at her. She didn't even catch it.
Nope.
This whole podcast, everybody's just been calling me by my real name. What is going on today?
Yeah, I don't know. It's...
I think I love a spicy, yummy shawarma bowl.
Okay.
That varies on like the country that you get it from. Those you can get that from like different Middle Eastern countries.
Right.
The one that I really like to eat is it's a shawarma guy, something with a U.
You shawarma guy.
Stop it.
Isn't it Osmos?
No, I like Osmos, but not a lot. I have recently been informed that Osmos is not the best place to do the shawarma. My friends are not big.
Generally
fans.
Chains.
Yeah,
chains.
He turned into a chain very quickly, so it's possible that it just kind of spiraled down. Yeah. But anyway.
Anyway, shawarma from somewhere in the Middle East. I can't remember the name of the guy.
What about what he screamed earlier?
What did he scream earlier?
The name of the food that he screamed earlier.
What food did I...
Oh, my God.
Serbian shawarma.
What is going on?
Or a big old plate.
You dive into shawarma.
Sarma.
Or, you know what? Ćevapi. Serbian ćevapi.
What is going on?
Or I've been told that the best place to get them is from Sarajevo. So maybe Bosnian ćevapi.
Yeah, we're going to see about that when you're going to have those.
TBD.
Although Mostar ones aren't bad either.
All right, your turn.
Who's you?
You.
You, me?
You.
Me, you.
Sorry, in summary, shawarma from the Middle East.
Yeah. I'm so sorry. Serbia. This is so incredibly incorrect of me, but I can't remember the name of the place that I like them from, and I can't remember where the guy's from that I like them from.
Middle Eastern. They all
shawarma.
Have
I love shawarma.
Shawarma. You like ćevapi from potentially Serbia/Bosnia.
Serbia.
And what was the third one? Bow tie Alfredo pasta?
That's it.
Yeah, right. Pasta.
Personally, if you would like me to put my 2 cents worth into this.
Onto the record?
Onto the record? Okay. If you recall that beautiful day in Quebec City when we went to the...
Is there a beautiful day in Quebec City?
Yes.
Sorry.
When we were on our East Coast swing.
Yep.
And we went for fondue.
Right.
Thank you.
That was insane. That was the coolest thing I've ever... It was like a boiling hot thing, and you put the meat into it, and it cooked it, and there was cheese, and there was things, and you could... What was that place called?
I don't know, but I can find it again.
Her rant.
We should do that again.
No,
we should do that.
I remember that place, but I don't remember the food.
Oh my God, it was so good.
But I'm gonna
take
their word for
it. It was this tiny little, like, mom and pop thing, and for some reason, I have this in my memory, I could be wrong. All the waiters were wearing the, like, lederhosen. The yodeling outfits? Do I remember that correctly?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, right? They were wearing the... Yeah,
well,
Swiss.
What the Swiss. Method of cooking you're talking about is...
Hot pot.
Fondue.
Synonymous with that culture, right? Okay, that's one.
I do have to say that I have grown to like chicken pad thai.
Oh, I love... I was debating including that on my list.
And where's that from?
Noodles. Noodles.
A nameless,
that's Taiwanese.
A nameless restaurant.
Isn't it? I thought it was Thailand.
We ordered recently from...
Not
isn't
Taiwan.
It Thailand?
Thailand. It's Thailand, not Taiwan.
Well, Taiwan is T-A-I. Thailand is T-H-A-I.
Right.
Anyway.
Pad Thai is T-H-A-I.
We recently bought from a restaurant.
Grand Room Thai.
And mom was like... To me, was like, oh, hey, there's a chicken and shrimp combo for like only $1 extra.
$3 extra.
Sorry, three. I didn't know. So we decided to buy it. Guess how many shrimp were there?
One.
Two.
Two whole shrimp.
For $3.
You don't need to add in the name of the...
That's what I was going to say. That's
you can
what I
bleep
named...
out the two. Yeah. The Anyway, the other food I really, really enjoy. You know those... Excuse my salivating. You know those Greek potatoes and rice, that deliciousness of the thing, and then when it when it
my
scrapes,
stomach is going to start audibly growling.
You know, when it scrapes. But I do know what Momo is going to say about potatoes. So over to you.
Oh, I know too.
Yeah, you're both wrong.
That's not true. The potatoes that you salivate over.
Okay, that's not a comfort food. That's like
that's not
that's
true.
Special
that's
occasion.
As as it gets.
That's,
oh,
that's
I didn't know we were doing comfort food.
I thought that was clear at the beginning. Comfort food in the countries they come from.
And then I forgot because of your insanely like 3 hour long marble cake.
No, it's going to soft our topic.
I've completely forgot that this was comfort food.
Yeah.
Not that that changes my answers.
Well, then,
I just like complaining.
Okay.
I would like to dive into
surprise!
I'd like to dive into a bowl of those rice. Oh, and that Chinese noodle place. Remember that I bought when
true.
I came over?
I think that's going to be one for me.
Those noodles are insane.
Like if it was open
guys,
now
I'm
on my
so
way home,
hungry.
I'd stop by.
Guys, I'm starving.
Anyway, so I'm going to get this done. So for me, it's Korean barbecue. I could sit at a Korean grill for 6 days.
Hey, when are we going to go there?
Whenever you want.
You were supposed to take us to Korean barbecue.
I took your sister and you were invited, but you bailed on me.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
But I do believe this is one of the rare moments where Maria has remained silent. I don't know what you did there, Momo, has not been seen in a while.
Korean barbecue, the place I took you to was good, right?
It was delicious.
It was delicious, yeah. So whenever you want to go.
All right, Korean barbecue.
You're going to get two people going, yes.
Yes, I like Korean food anyway.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
Right now?
We have to go to the, it's kind of toasty, but we'll come.
Well, it's up, it's near you.
I don't know if my friend listens to this, but we have to go to this one Korean restaurant that also makes black bean noodles. It's
okay.
Like close to.
So MemJ bought me.
MemJ?
MJ.
MemJ?
MemJ?
MemJ.
Mama MemJ? Mama MemJ?
That's a new one.
She brought me the noodles she was talking about from the place that she knows. Literally, hands down, best I've ever had.
Never mind.
Best
then.
I've ever had. And I'm a big black bean sauce. So I would say, so kind of wrap this up, Korean barbecue.
Okay.
The chicken and a black bean sauce with, I'll take Shanghai, but I actually prefer Hofung noodles.
Okay.
That's a comfort food. And the last but not least, lasagna.
Yes.
Your lasagna.
Momo's lasagna. There it is.
Those lasagna?
Yeah.
No, that's... Like, that's a
there are other
of
people
newborn.
That make a good lasagna, right?
Well,
like the bakery, like Santa Maria Bakery, they actually make a pretty good lasagna that I don't have to spend 6-7 hours making. All right, so that's our Wheel of Fortune. We'll see how.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Let's try this another time. Maybe we'll be more specific with the topic.
ChatGPT, you did not impress this time.
But no,
we as per usual.
Let's find a different AI.
We were fun.
Wacky.ai.
As always. Yeah.
All right.
Take us out, Momo.
Okay. We done? One,
we
two,
done?
Three.
Yeah, we're done, I guess.
Done for today?
Done.
Yeah. Done.
Cue that the outro.
Nice.
Hello there. I am Dr. Seymour Buttswiggle. And no, I'm not a proctologist. I am Momo's attending physician and am happy to report he is on his way to a full recovery and should be back to introduce the next episode. Now, I can't disclose his condition, but let's just say an hour later, and Momo could have dressed up as a pirate at Halloween next year and be totally believable. Hope you all enjoyed the show, and if you can write into comments@themomoshow.com if you want the group to talk about any of the topics that interest you. And as Mark Twain used to say, be careful about reading health books. You may die of a misprint.
This is a Fritz and Moritz AO Global Broadcast.